Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants second baseman Joe Panik. And during the 2014 season, Panik was sitting down at AAA Fresno hitting over 300 while the Giants were wondering what they were going to do at second base after Brandon Hicks pretty much stopped hitting. Well, they were looking at other second basemen to trade for just before the trade deadline, and then they gave Joe Panik a chance, and he hit over 300 in the major leagues with the Giants and helped them win the World Series. And who could ever forget the amazing play that he made at second base in Game 7 of the World Series when he made the diving stop and flipped the ball out of his glove to start a double play to help the Giants win that game. Had a chance to talk to Joe Panik before FanFest at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Here was that conversation. Joe, have you been able to reflect back a lot on last year? Just an amazing year. You start out the year in AAA, and then you win the World Series.
Yeah, definitely. Once you know, after the parade, and you kind of go home, and you know, for a couple weeks before you start training again, you kind of look back, you look at some of the highlights, and then that's when it kind of all settles in, because when you're playing through the playoffs, you're thinking about that next game. You're not thinking about what just happened. You're thinking about, all right, what's the next game? Well, who's pitching? What's going on? And so once you get home and you kind of settle and relax, that's when it's kind of all hits you. Oh, wow, this is really what I accomplished this year.
You know, from the first day that you were in the major leagues all the way through the World Series, the thing that I thought was impressive is that here's this rookie, but on the outside, you just appeared like you weren't really worried about any moment. It wasn't too big for you. You were pretty calm. What was going on the inside?
Definitely some butterflies, not going to lie. Going through the playoffs, you know, early on in the when I got called up, there was, you know, butterflies because you don't know what to expect. You're playing in front of 42,000 fans instead of 2,000 fans, so that's a little bit of a difference. But going through the playoffs, Pittsburgh game, that was definitely intense just because it's a do or die game. And then game seven, you know, there was not a lot of sleep, but just going through everything, you know, there was a lot of calmness on the inside, because being with the guys in that clubhouse that have been through it, you know, they're such a calming influence on young guys, and they kind of help you just lead by example, and you see how they prepare themselves, how they act, that, you know what, just go out there and do what you do best. And that kind of what drives you in the postseason.
We'll have more with Giants second baseman Joe Panik right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
You mentioned there wasn't a lot of sleep before Game 7. What was going through your mind heading into that game? And it must be difficult in the hours leading up to a game like that.
Yeah, once the night before, that's when, you know, after Game 6, that's when you're kind of thinking, all right, well, this is it. This is everything you've worked for in your life is for this moment. And when you're, you know, once that night and that morning when you wake up, that's you're thinking about, all right, well, you know what, this is it. This is, you know, like I said, everything you worked for. But then once you get to that park, you know, in Kansas City, it's like, all right, you know, we're playing baseball. Time to, you know, keep your routine the same. Don't change a thing, because, you know, baseball players, I won't say superstitious, but they're very routine-based, and you don't want to get out of your routine, because that's kind of what drives you in preparation.
I was just talking to Brandon Crawford about you and how he wasn't really surprised at your success, and a couple other guys have said that as well. What about you? I mean, to come into the major leagues and hit over 300, did you even maybe exceed expectations for your first run at the major leagues?
I mean, I'm a very competitive guy, and I always believe in myself and the type of hitter I am. I've always believed that I would be a 300 hitter, and that's what I expect out of myself. And no matter what level I've gone, I've always expected that. Obviously, it always hasn't happened, but honestly, just the way everything, you know, way I felt going into spring training, and, you know, kind of got, you know, my approach correct and had everything, you know, right, I believed in myself, and I knew that if, you know, once I got a chance, that I would be able to have the success I had.
More with Joe Panik after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective. And get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today.
What would you say are some of the biggest improvements that you've made from your first day in A-ball to now as a hitter and the approach that you have?
Yeah, I've definitely kind of learned my role as a two-hitter, my approach, you know, line to line. And I really believe that's when I really started taking off, not trying to pull the ball, not trying to do too much, and just using the whole field, because there's a lot of open space out there. And once I realized you don't have to pull the ball to, you know, have that success, that's when I really felt like my approach kind of took off.
And then defensively, and I have overheard you talking to a reporter about how much it was instinct when you made that great play in the World Series with the glove flip. But how much do you practice those type of plays? I mean, I noticed Brandon Crawford over the years, he seems to practice those plays a lot. I mean, are we going to see more of that from you and Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, that play, you really don't practice the diving glove flip. Yeah, exactly. You don't really get to practice that too much. I mean, once in a while you do, you know, kind of mess around. Just you try to feel and try to push your body to, I don't want to say really messing around, but you're kind of pushing your body to certain limits to see, all right, what can I do and what can I do? And that's just something, you know, I know I could, you know, do a glove flip from the backhand. I try not to because it's not a really safe play. But in the time of need like that, when you don't have much time, that's when, you know, it comes in handy.
Before I let you go, a New York kid in the San Francisco Bay Area, what have been some of the differences for you? Do you feel like you really blend in here? I mean, it's so far away from home. You know, how do you stay in touch with family? Is it tough because of the time change and all that?
Thankfully, you know, I had some, you know, San Jose and Salem, a couple A-ball teams that I was able to kind of practice, you know, keeping in touch with home. But, you know, my family's great. They stay up after games and, you know, I'm always talking with them. They come out here, and you know, honestly, I really found like I found a home here in San Francisco. I love it out here. My fiance loves it out here, and you know, we're just really excited to, you know, be given the opportunity to play for the Giants out here.
Wouldn't love it. We have a couple inches of rain. You guys had I don't know how many feet of snow in New York, right?
I know. Yeah, I got out just in time. I mean, you know, in December, early January was fine, but once mid-January hit, it started snowing a little bit, and that's when I was like, you know what, it's time to get out of here and time for baseball season to start.
Exactly. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, and congratulations on last year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants second baseman Joe Panik. Join us again on Friday. We'll hear from Matt Duffy, who was a utility infielder for the Giants during their World Series run. He came up from Double-A Richmond, where he was hitting .332 last year, and joined the Giants for the first time, got a chance to play in the major leagues. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.